It's Food Friday with Christmas just a few weeks away. It's time to talk about holiday baking. A few weeks, just a week away. We reached out to a Wisconsin baker to share her favorite holiday cookie recipes. We're talking now about baking during the holidays, especially in the cookie realm. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. What are your favorite holiday cookies to make? To eat? Do you have memories of holiday cookies you ate as a kid? You make the same ones now as a grown-up. Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Punky Egan is a certified master baker. She's the former lead instructor for baking and pastry arts at Madison College. Punky, welcome back to Central Time.
Well, thanks, Rob. Thanks for having me. You've just kind of interrupted my cookie baking today, but that's okay.
All right. What have you been baking so far today?
Oh, well, I have some pecan fingers that I baked and some shortbread cookies. And I can go over those recipes with you. And I do like the little cookie press, the little spritz cookies. So if you looked in my freezer right now, you wouldn't find much food, but boy, you'd find racks of cookies.
And that's something you sent over, those recipes. We're going to take a look at them. A lot of these Christmas cookie recipes can be frozen in advance. How well does that work?
Oh, it's terrific. I mean, I start my Christmas baking right after Thanksgiving. The doughs easily keep for a couple of months in the freezer. And even when I make them and bake them, they will still last a good 6 weeks in the freezer. So you can space your cookie baking out so that you don't feel rushed at the last minute, and you always have fresh cookies then to take right out of the freezer.
I'm trying to picture in your freezer, are there containers with like a big glob of cookie dough, or are they like in individual cookies ready to throw on the rack?
Well, I have some of each, and I have half sheet pans in my freezer, and I just stack them up. So I sometimes I have to even look. I'm not sure what I have and what I've baked. So I try to keep a little record of it because I can get overboard.
Do you ever find last year's frozen dough in the freezer?
Luckily, no, I haven't. Excellent. But I do like to make some tiny little tartlets, and I make that dough year round. So every once in a while, I do find a little of that tart dough left over, but it's still good.
Excellent. Well, you are making some of your favorites today, and you shared some of those recipes. We have them up at WPR.org/Food Friday for anybody who's looking for a recipe, maybe for this weekend. That's WPR.org/Food Friday. Let's start with those shortbread cookies you mentioned. It's a classic. Tell us what goes into your shortbread.
Well, I'd like to keep it very simple and plain, and then just accentuate it with a different flavor. So it's a butter, sugar, some vanilla, eggs, and flour. And then from that, I can make three to four different kinds of cookies. So for instance, I make a little pinch cookie, and then I put a little bit of, you can make whatever you want, jam or pie filling, lemon curd, and you can put that in the middle and you pinch the two, you cut them out into squares and you pinch the two diagonal sides together, and you can see the filling coming, and it's a cute little cookie. And then also I just make some plain, I put lemon oil in, and then I can make a nice little scalloped cookie, and I love that. And then of course chocolate. This is a really dense chocolate cookie, and it has a little bit of espresso powder in. Ooh. So it just has a really nice, complex chocolate flavor.
Now, I know sometimes with baking, we got to be a little fussy about, you know, the temperature of our butter or how much we mix. Any little tips that are going to make sure the shortbread comes out right? Or is it friendly enough that even Rob can pull it off?
Oh, my gosh. That's why I chose these recipes. They're very simple. They're pretty foolproof. I mean, you're just creaming the sugar, and it doesn't matter if you cream it a minute or 3 minutes. You're just trying to incorporate it all together. So it's a pretty fail-proof recipe.
Talking to Punky Egan, certified master baker, former lead instructor for baking and pastry arts at Madison College. It's Food Friday. We're talking about baking holiday cookies. Very timely conversation. If you've got some Christmas cookies in the oven right now, love to hear from you. If you need some advice or you just want to share a favorite, call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Let's go to your calls now. Ben is with us in Atoma. Ben, hi.
Hi. We just wanted to share some of our favorite cookies ever are oatmeal, like a good chewy oatmeal cookie with that like dark brown sugar or molasses flavor. And we're actually working on our own recipe. And I was wondering, we're using browned butter in it. And I know a lot of cookies use like room temperature butter, but our cookies are spreading a lot. when we bake them. So I was wondering if you could help us work out how we can get them to be a little firmer and less spready.
Oh, interesting. Any advice to keep those cookies, those oatmeal cookies, from spreading out, Punky?
Well, have you tried them first with just regular butter, Ben? Because then you can determine if it's the brown butter that's the issue.
Oh, all right.
But if you don't want to do that, sometimes you might have too much baking soda or baking powder. The leavening can cause a lot of spread. Or if your oven is too cold, a lot of times people set their oven to say 350 and they have no idea if that oven really is that accurate. So I always recommend an oven thermometer, because you do want to get these cookies to be baked at a higher temperature, because that will control the spread too. The hotter the temperature, the less spread.
Excellent. Ben, three ideas for you and your home kitchen lab to test out there. Love to hear how it turns out and if one of those is what solves it for you. Thanks for that call at 800-642-1234. I want to check out, Punky, one of the other cookies you've already mentioned you're baking today. We've got your recipe at WPR.org/Food Friday, the pecan fingers.
Oh, these are one of my favorites. This recipe I have is probably 30 years old. And they're so classic, and yet they're so delicious. You wouldn't think just such a few amount of ingredients would make such a nummy cookie. And if you don't like pecans or you don't have pecans, you can use finely chopped walnuts. Would make a really nice cookie also. And this is a great one for the kids, because they're rolling it out and it gives them something to do. It doesn't matter what the size is. I always say finger size, but if somebody wants to make them a little bit bigger, or so it's just kind of fun to work with. And then I do not put the powdered sugar on them before I freeze them. I always wait until I thaw them out, because what will happen, the powdered sugar will be absorbed by the cookie when they're in the freezer. So you have to finish them last when you take them out of the freezer.
Again, you can find that recipe at WPR.org/Food Friday. Let's go back to your calls at 800-642-1234. Sue is with us by Delavan. Sue, hi.
Hi.
What did you want to bring up, Sue?
Well, I make the spritz cookies every year, and sometimes they come out cleanly from the cookie press, and sometimes they're a gooey mess. And I'm just wondering if it's the recipe I add cream cheese into my dough. But sometimes it works well, sometimes it doesn't.
Okay, Sue. Is it right away when you start making the cookies that they get, or do they get softer as you get further along with your cookies? Because the dough could maybe get too soft on you.
Right. I know it says to refrigerate the dough, but I've made them when I don't refrigerate it, and they work fine. And sometimes, I don't know, is it a temperature thing, or is it the...
So you're having an issue getting them out of the press?
Out of the press, yeah. And onto the cookie sheet cleanly.
Okay, and your cookie sheet, you have it greased, or you have like a sill pat, or what do you have for them?
A nonstick baking sheet.
Okay. I had a little problem, in fact, with mine this year. And I only make them at Christmas time, so I forget. So I have to make some notes to myself. But I found that when I fill my cookie press, I really have to press it in tight. And you want to do that, because if there are any little air pockets at all, you're not going to get that clean cookie out. So you want to take your time to just really kind of smash it in your cookie press if you can.
Excellent. Hope that helps. Sue, thanks for calling at 800-642-1234. We have Punky's Cream Cheese Spritz recipe along with those others at WPR.org/Food Friday. It is Food Friday. We're talking to Master Baker Punky Egan about holiday cookies. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have advice to share or advice you need from our guest? Do you have things cooking today, or do you have plans to bake over the weekend? What is your favorite kind of Christmas cookie, holiday-themed cookie? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll continue the Food Friday conversation coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our Food Friday talk with certified master baker Punky Egan about some great holiday cookie recipes. You can join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. What kind of holiday cookies do you have to have on the table this time of year? Which ones do you love to bake? Which ones do you have to have but hate to bake because they're a pain? Call it at 800-642-1234 with your favorites, your advice, or your questions for our guest. That's 800-642-1234. You can post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. And you can find recipes from Punky at WPR.org/Food Friday. All right, Punky, you gave us simple recipes, mentioned getting kids involved. I want to go to the opposite extreme. Because I saw a recipe on your website, actually. Years back, we said to our kids, hey, each of you pick a thing you want to bake, and we'll help you bake it. One of my daughters picked macarons, because she watched baking shows, right, on the TV. And one of the most notoriously difficult cookies to make. They came out tasting okay. They weren't, I guess, the right texture for macarons. Any advice if somebody wants to try this this advanced cookie skill?
Oh, well, if you have patience and you have a lot of almond flour, I say go for it. You know, it's the most fun you can have in spending not a lot of money. The main thing is you want to make sure you whip your egg whites in sugar correctly. That's, I think, the hardest part. Some people tend to over whip and some people tend to not whip it enough. It has to be kind of just stiff peaks, but not beyond that. And then when you fold that egg white mixture into your flour, which is almond flour and some more sugar, powdered sugar, you want to just fold that very gently. It has to be all incorporated, but it also still has to be slightly runny. And that's kind of the key too. If it's too stiff, you'll have peaks and it will crack. And if it's too runny and soft, you'll have pancakes. So it's kind of one of these just right. And they're fun because you can flavor the fillings so many different and color the macarons. So, I mean, just it's a fun cookie to make. You know, like I said, if you have patience and are a little detail oriented, put it that way.
And it sounds like maybe some practice might make perfect, so we get a feel for how much to whip the egg whites
absolutely.
And sugar.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. I love it. Let's get into your recipes now. You're using weights in grams in a lot of cases instead of what people might see, and especially by volume. Why do you do it that way?
Well, you know, I did because I know so many people pull recipes off the internet now, and really international recipes and all the standardized recipes are starting to go to grams. They've kind of bypassed even our pounds and ounces. And really a cup with a volume weight measure is so inaccurate because a cup of flour, it will weigh around 4 ounces, but sometimes you might end up packing it so tight that you might have 4.5 ounces in. So measurement, the weight is always will give you the most correct measurement, but pounds and ounces, I think that's harder for people to use than grams. I think grams are very friendly, and we don't have to know the translation from pounds and ounces to grams. We just need to know to set our scale. So that's why I love grams.
And I've heard from a lot of bakers, do it by weight, not by volume. How big an investment is a little kitchen scale in grams?
Oh
it's
goodness,
not going to set us back that much,
no.
Right?
No, $20 and $30. No, it's a great, and they're battery operated. They're small. You can store them easily. No, it's a wise investment.
We are talking about
plus the holidays. You put that on your list.
Get that on the last minute baking or a gift list for the bakers. We know. I love it.
That's right.
It is Food Friday. We're talking about baking holiday cookies. We have Punky Egan with us, Wisconsin's own certified master baker, former lead instructor for baking and pastry arts at Madison College. Still time for your calls or comments. You can join in at 800-642-1234. If you need some baking advice, you can share your cookie traditions this time of year. Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We heard from Lucia on Facebook. Lucia says, my favorite cookies to make are chocolate chip. I've taken the vanilla away and replaced it with maple syrup. In so doing, I've decreased the brown sugar and white sugar from 3/4 cup to 1/2 cup each. So what my grandkids ask for at Christmas and birthdays, it really warms my heart. Box went out today. We'll get to the Monday for them to enjoy. Wow, I tend, Bunky, to go with your basic straight up on the Toll House bag recipe when I make chocolate chip cookies. This sounds like an interesting substitution.
Well, you know what's so fun about it? She only makes it for Christmas and birthdays. So it makes it so special. And I think that's why I love the holiday baking so much, because I only drag out these recipes for this time of the year. So I so look forward to tasting them. And then after the holidays, I think, okay, put those recipes away and I'll take them out next year.
Now, what
so
I love
that's
about,
a good idea.
What I love about this is maple syrup instead of the vanilla. The price of vanilla went through the roof a couple years back. I don't think it's settled down yet. That sounds like a nice a bargain flavoring to me.
Well, and yes, it's going to be a liquid sugar. So I would think that the cookies would be a little softer, but I think the flavor would be terrific.
All right. And, oh, we heard from Pat in Allentown, who just asked if you could say again what a cup of flour should weigh.
Well, it depends if it's all-purpose or cake flour or bread flour. So you have anywhere between approximately 4 ounces, 4 1/4 ounces to almost 5 ounces. That's why it's such a hard measurement to say, because when you say flour, we can get 3 different varieties here in this in the state. So I'm thinking that's, again, the scale is a much better weight, an accurate rate than a volume cup. Do you know that some of the cups that you have, they are not a true cup even.
Really?
So that's the other problem that, yes. So, and so if somebody has a cup measure and they consistently have bad results, it could be that that cup measurement is off.
Great. Something else to worry about. Okay.
I know. So get a scale and it'll solve your problems.
Now, I wanted to ask about sugar cookies. These are my favorite as a kid, the sugar cookies with frosting.
Yes.
And it's amazing how much variety, I think for people using pretty similar recipes, how much variety there is in how they turn out. What is your key to a good sugar cookie?
Well, I like to use, obviously, butter for mine. And I do use a European-style butter. And that has a little bit more butter fat. So if you look at the serving size on the back of the package, if it says 12 grams per serving, that's a European style butter, which means it has more butter fat and less liquid. And that makes, for my cookies, it makes a little crisper cookie. And that's what I really like. And the butter flavor is just so delicious.
What's that butter going to say if I'm at the store looking for that? How will I tell it?
Well, this is what sometimes they don't say anything. They'll say gourmet. They'll say European. They'll say premium. But you can always tell by flipping it over and looking at the grams per serving. Most butter, it will be 11 grams per serving. So when you get one that says 12 grams, that means it's this European style, no matter what the label says.
Let's go back to our callers now. Barbara is with us in Milwaukee. Barbara, hi.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good. What did you want to bring up, Barbara?
When I was a little kid in Waukesha, there was Katie's mother would make a chocolate cookie and cover it with powdered sugar. It was like a disc, and it was sort of cracked on the top. Does that make sense? And do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, and is it... Oh, go ahead.
That's a chocolate crinkle, and it's called crinkle cookie. So if you want to look that up, that's what it's called, chocolate crinkle cookie. If you get a good Betty Crocker cookbook, it'll be in there.
Ah, that's funny. Okay, thank you.
Sure.
You're
thanks.
Welcome.
Thanks, Barbara. And Punky, is that going to be the one in my head? It's one that's got a little bit of a crunch on the outside, but is more squishy on the inside. Is that how those should come out?
Yes, yes. Yeah, and it's you roll it in a ball, and it's rolled in powdered sugar before you bake it. And then as it settles out while it's baking, it cracks on the top but stays soft inside.
All right. I hope that answers your question there, Barbara. Punky, you mentioned the classics you like to make, your favorites again and again. Do you have any, experimental models that you like to try out or give a shot come the holidays?
Well, every once in a while, I did a couple of years ago get a Pizzelle press, and that's like a really flat waffle press. And I kind of like those. It's interesting because you can make a chocolate batter for, and you can make just a vanilla. And I like them because they're fast. Now, you'd have to supervise kids because it is a hot press, but those cookies will bake out in 20 seconds. So you can make a lot of cookies in a short amount of time.
Now, you've baked a lot of cookies in your life. How many, I don't know, dozen do you end up making around holiday season? Do you mass produce, or are you just making them for, you know, a small circle here?
Well, you know, I always think I should kind of cut it down, but then I think, well, I don't know, I have a lot of neighbors and friends that I want to give them to, family, so I end up probably, I don't know, maybe 20 dozen.
That's a goodly amount.
That's probably not very many.
And we mentioned freezing the dough. Now, my grandma used to make cookies around Christmas. She'd freeze some, and then when I'd come home and visit in the summer, she'd surprise me with some Christmas cookies. Any favorite cookies that last well in the freezer?
Now, is this already baked, Robert?
Oh, they're already baked, yeah.
It's already baked. Well, a cookie with a lot of fat in it. So any of these cookies, actually, because there's a lot of butter in these, because that will tend to keep it from drying out so much.
Okay. Oh, that sounds great. That was a lot of times it was the sugar cookies, and those were pretty buttery.
Right, and a sugar cookie tends to have a lot of butter. Yes, so.
All right. Well, Punky, thanks so much for joining us. It's been a lot of fun. I'll let you get back to your baking.
Well, Robin, hopefully you'll be baking this holiday yourself.
We're going to try whoopie pies, I think, this year for holidays. Never made them before.
I love those.
Oh,
yes.
Me too.
Those are fun.
Punky Egan is a certified master baker. She's the former lead instructor for baking and pastry arts at Madison College. She joined us for a look at baking holiday cookies. You can check out a few of the recipes she shared with us. We've got them at WPR.org/Food Friday. What we got? The pecan fingers, the shortbread, and the cream cheese spritz cookies. So head over there, find the recipe you might make this weekend.